California storm leaves at least 4 dead and tens of thousands without power. At least 4 are dead and tens of thousands are without power in California as the state copes with torrential rainfall and storms that caused extensive damage. The January 4th storm is the third of its kind caused by an atmospheric river moving through the area since the start of winter. The storm brought with it widespread flooding and wind damage in the state's Bay Area. Now we're in a mostly post-frontal environment, National Weather Service meteorologist Braden Murdoch said on January 5. As far as the bomb cyclone, that's run aground. So the next system will be a low-pressure one, but it's not related to that. The next system that comes through will be low pressure, separate from the bomb cyclone. We're kind of in a situation where we have a conveyor belt of low-pressure systems. Approximately 3/4 of an inch of rain is predicted to fall on January 5 in the hills and mountains of the area, but the remainder of the Bay Area is only forecast to receive 1/10 to 1/4 of an inch. Death toll rising. The storm has already caused deadly conditions in parts of California. A toddler in Sonoma County was killed when a rain-soaked redwood tree crushed him during the heavy rains, according to local media outlets. A 19-year-old woman died when she encountered standing water on a roadway and hit a light pole after her car hydroplaned. At least 2 other women have been found dead in a flooded area near Sacramento. More than 140,000 residents of the state are currently without power. Ryan Sandler, National Weather Service Warning Coordination Meteorologist, told the Epoch Times that residents should be aware of flooding on roads for the next few days, particularly during the evening and night hours when water on the roads is more difficult to see. If you live in a floodplain near a river, and a flood warning is in effect, you should stay updated on river levels and be prepared to evacuate if necessary, Sandler said. Mudslides/debris flows are possible on hillsides, especially if there are burn scars from recent wildfires. Lots of snow will fall in the Sierra Nevada high mountain passes during the next week, especially early next week. If you are traveling to or through the mountains, you should be prepared for winter driving conditions. According to the National Weather Service, 3 inches of snow are expected to fall every hour or more over 5,000 feet in the Sierra Nevada, and there won't be relief anytime soon for Californians. There will be a parade of storms into at least next week with the flooding and heavy mountain snow threat increasing, the meteorologist said. The 8-to-14-day outlook shows well above normal chances for wetter conditions to continue. Governor declared state of emergency. On January 4, California Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency to support the ongoing response to recent winter storms. The state was bracing for a succession of strong weather systems in Northern California, which were predicted to deliver heavy rainfall and flooding to the region beginning on January 4 and lasting through the rest of the week. California is mobilizing to keep people safe from the impacts of the incoming storm, Newsom said in a statement. This state of emergency will allow the state to respond quickly as the storm develops and support local officials in their ongoing response. Some of the danger could be from the relentless nature of the storms California is experiencing. The National Weather Service's Scott Carpenter told the Epoch Times, "It is important for residents to keep in mind that the National Weather Service is forecasting additional periods of atmospheric river-enhanced precipitation in the next few days. We'll still see rain showers, isolated thunderstorms, and areas of mountain snowfall continue Thursday afternoon. Then the next pulse of atmospheric river moisture will begin to arrive across Northern California Friday night into Saturday, and then spread southward into Sunday. Another period of gusty winds will occur with the weekend precipitation, though winds are not expected to be as strong as the Wednesday system had. After a brief break in the widespread precipitation late Sunday, another stronger round of atmospheric river-enhanced precipitation will move into the state Monday into Tuesday. Long-term impact. Meteorologists said the storms were largely localized, impacting the West Coast with the heaviest rain and snow remaining in California. However, the precipitation associated with the atmospheric river that was experienced in California on January 4th and 5th is expanding eastward into Nevada and will impact the central Rocky Mountains into January 6th across southeast Idaho, Utah, and western Colorado with beneficial moisture. According to Sandler, however, there could be a long-term benefit to the rainfall being experienced by the West Coast. California is in a multi-year drought with much of the state in severe to extreme drought, the meteorologist said. Many of the reservoirs are currently below normal, and some of the bigger reservoirs are well below normal. There will be beneficial impacts as well as these reservoirs quickly rise, groundwater replenishes, and the snowpack builds.